Alpine FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Joining us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line at 8:43 here this morning, we believe we have Lyon County Sheriff, or I should say Chase County Sheriff Jacob Welsh and new Undersheriff Aaron Hoffman joining us today.
Sheriff Welsh, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you guys?
We are doing all right. Undersheriff Hoffman, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, well, thanks for joining us here today. Sheriff Welsh, I wanted to first off get a chance to it's been a few months since you were officially named as sheriff replacing Richard Dornicker, but congratulations. How have things been going for you the last several months?
Thank you first, and it's been a little bit of a whirlwind, you know. you come in and a lot of things going on, but you're also, you know, at the same time working on moving and getting your family moved and everything else. So it's been a busy last several months.
Undersheriff Hoffman, you were just recently named to the number two position here in Chase County. Tell us a little bit about yourself and really what drew you, A, to Chase County, and B, what's got you now as serving as undersheriff.
Well, I moved to Kansas back in 2006. And I saw a position open for part-time dispatch here at the sheriff's office while I was still in high school. So I put an application in, got hired, and that's just kind of how the career got started.
So you've had your hand in the department for quite some time then, huh?
Quite some time, yes.
Good deal. Undersheriff Hoffman, let me ask you, starting in the jail, what are some of the different responsibilities that you've had leading up to your appointment officially last week?
Well, I started in dispatch, and it's a whole lot different being out on the road and interacting with more people. A lot of stuff in dispatch was phone calls, paperwork. The only time you interact with the public really is over the phone, where now I can actually get out and talk to people and just have a whole different set of responsibilities.
And Sheriff Welch, this is kind of something that when you were first chosen, you had mentioned as a top priority is getting out in amongst the residents of Chase County and really learning how residents wanted law enforcement to be handled in Chase County.
Yeah, so, I mean, we definitely learned that, you know, and I think this is probably anywhere you go in the U.S., but people want the best law enforcement service they can get, right? Anytime they call 911 on their worst day, they want the best care, the best service, and so that's some of the things that we're looking at, you know, trying to promote and go forward with. We're also working with just trying to be more involved in the community, different events, the high school, the elementary school, all that sort of stuff too. Just being more involved, being seen more, and just, you know, we live here, you know, everybody lives here in this community. We're part of this community, and we want to be going forward together as a community.
Sheriff, what kind of staff are you working with right now, number-wise?
You know, we're pretty close to being full-staffed. I have five dispatchers, which includes a dispatch supervisor slash office manager. And they're including myself, there's five sworn officers, and I'm thinking that we would like to hire at least one more to make that six. So that's kind of what we're looking at right now.
Sheriff, what got you into law enforcement way back when?
You know, actually it was a little bit of watching my dad, my older brother. They were both in law enforcement. I had a good mentor in high school that was a school resource officer just encouraged me to follow that path as well, and I, you know, just the rest is history, I guess.
I would assume, Sheriff, too, there's probably a little bit of a learning curve in knowing that the ground that you have to cover in Chase County, little bit different than Lyon County. How have you seen things so far?
Yeah, so the ground is definitely, you're learning a little bit new territory, but everybody's been real good with trying to help me as we get through that. But you know, it's still rural, just like Lyon County. You know, outside of Emporia, I would say, but still pretty rural towns. You know. When you're working a grass fire and things like that, you're still out in the middle of a pasture and you're still taking the same due regard as you would in any other rural county. So in that aspect, it hasn't been too bad, I guess.
Under Sheriff Hoffman, I wanted to ask you kind of a bit of a spin-off of the question I just asked Sheriff Welch about what got you into law enforcement. What type of rewards have you gotten personally from being involved in law enforcement over the past decade?
Well,
about possibly, like your interactions with residents or, interactions with other Chase County staff, things like that.
That's probably the biggest one. I wasn't born and raised here, but since I've worked for the sheriff's office and moved up through the sheriff's office in positions, just being able to know the amount of people I do in the county and how I know them, being able to interact with them or talk to them even while I'm not working, probably the biggest reward. Get to meet, learn a lot of people doing this.
Oh, I can imagine. Sheriff Welch, I wanted to ask you, how important is it to have an undersheriff and to have somebody of Aaron's experience to help you going forward?
I think it's extremely important, not just from my own standpoint, but I've heard from others that have worked for Chase County that Aaron has been instrumental as far as helping people get acclimated to teaching them the ropes, showing them different things. Aaron has this uncanny memory of knowing who is who and how they're related to somebody and what car they drive. And he just having that asset has been extremely good. But then, something else is just his motivation level. He was ready to help create some change to get some things going. He took on our evidence room, which was quite a big project, and he's really grabbed the bull by the horns there and really gone forward with that. So his motivation level has been really good as well. So, yeah, it's been great having him.
The last question I have, Sheriff, for you is what maybe, now that you've been in your role here for several months, anything new that you wanted to maybe bring up as far as different goals, objectives, initiatives here for Chase County when it comes to law enforcement?
I think really we just want to provide the best law enforcement service that we can for the community with the I think that's just has to be our top priority. But, staying involved in the schools, I think because I had such a good positive interaction in my high school years with a school resource officer, I think that's really important that our students see and hang out and get to know the officers by first name, have lunch with them, whatever it might be. Just get us involved in the school, and of course that also provides a security aspect for the school as well, so I think that's also a good priority.
Well, it appears Chase County's in good hands. Sheriff Welch, we appreciate your time. It's always good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk with you guys. I haven't talked with you for a while.
It has been a while. Thank you.
Under Sheriff Hoffman, thanks for your time this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Have a great day. That is Chase County Sheriff Jacob Welch and Undersheriff Aaron Hoffman joining us this morning. Good to talk to Jacob again, longtime member of the Lyon County Sheriff's Department
yes.
here.
Yes, got up to a detective sergeant, if memory serves me correctly, and then took over as Chase County Sheriff last summer and last fall. Want to let you know here that we've got a couple of interviews, in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow. Ken Hansen will be the Newsmaker 2 guest.